Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me for The Shift. Wow, happy holidays. We made it through the new year. It's 2010. And you know, one of the things that's the most important and foremost in my mind is getting together with everybody and getting our tea parties going, because that Health Care Reform Act is socialism at its worst. They're shoving it down our throats. They're going to fine us if we don't participate. What does that sound like to you? I think, personally, that it has a lot to do with the pharmaceutical companies are losing money, and they want to force us to use their drugs. They want to force us to pay those insurances. And remember what I told you about what happens in Europe. If you do not take care of yourself by buying extra health care beyond their nationalized health care, well, then you wait in line for as long as it takes. It doesn't matter how severe the condition. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I think that this is just the most horrible thing. And it's the gateway to that Codex Alimentarius. Yeah, that trade agreement where they're going to try and force that down our throat, because we don't get to vote on that one either, telling us that we can only have 50 to 150, 200 milligrams of vitamin C per day. And if we want therapeutic doses of nutrients, foods in our body, we have to go see a doctor and buy it from the pharmaceutical companies. And then they're going to irradiate the food. So they're going to take away your freedom to take care of yourself and be healthy, and eat healthy foods. You're going to irradiate the food, take away all the nutrients, which are supplements, to help supplement your diet so that you can get all of the necessary chemicals or nutrients that you need for optimum health, so that you'll be reliant upon those pharmaceutical drugs. You know, I was raised to be proud to be an American. Cut me, I bleed little red, white, and blue footballs, baseballs, you know, that kind of thing. Pledge allegiance to the flag, and you use the word God every morning at school. Being proud of the flag. Being proud of what it is to be living in a republic. Nah, they took it, and now we're living in a democracy that has quickly digressed into socialism. And that's what we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen. So keep an eye out. Go to naturalnews.com. And you can also go to healthfreedomusa.org and get involved in the local tea parties to fight the health care reform. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a socialist regime. Anyway, so you know, you've been listening to the news lately. Well, just recently, they decided that they were going to do a study on ginkgo biloba. Yeah, you remember the wonderful herb that people take to help with cognitive abilities, to reverse cognitive decline, help with brain health, memory function? Well, yeah. Actually, it's been around for a long time, because ginkgo is one of the oldest living tree species, and its leaves are among the most extensively studied botanicals in use right now. And unlike any other medicinal herbs, ginkgo leaves are not frequently used in their crude state, but they kind of concentrate it and standardize the ginkgo biloba extract. The studies that were done on it were done on the extract and not on the ancient method of use, which is the crude leaves themselves. Well, there was December 30th in AHN All Headline News. There was a David Goodhue reporter who says that the University of Pittsburgh researchers say that the herbal supplement ginkgo biloba does not appear to slow the rate of cognitive decline in older adults compared to those receiving a placebo. And remember, a placebo is like a sugar pill. It doesn't have anything in it at all. The article goes on to say the researchers said in a statement that the supplement is one of the most widely taken in the United States and Europe because of its claims it may prevent cognitive impairment and neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's disease. But these claims are unfounded based on evidence from several large clinical trials, head researcher Beth E. Schnitz said in a statement. Well, you know, what's really interesting is when I've taken ginkgo biloba, of course, I've taken it in the whole leaf form instead of the extract, and I saw benefits myself, and I wasn't even sure if it was going to work, so it wasn't like I had a preconceived idea. I've used it with a lot of my elderly patients as a naturopath and have seen results, but I never used the extract, which is kind of interesting. But I want to point out that these studies that were done on the standardized extract, not on the leaves themselves in nature's format, the way in which it was intended to be used. That's right. Now, even though they say it's not helpful for your brain, they do say that ginkgo has been used in traditional medicine to treat circulatory disorders and enhance memory. Wait a second. Didn't they just say that it's no good for that? Well, anyway. Well, scientific studies throughout the years lend support to the traditional uses. Traditional meaning using the leaf and the crude form of the ginkgo biloba, not the extract itself. There's some evidence that the extract may be effective in treating ailments associated with decreased blood flow to the brain, particularly in elderly individuals. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like that's going to be helpful. Yeah. Jim English has an article, Memory Enhancement and Cognitive Function. And I believe this one's going to be up on the website. That's drannette.com. Don't forget to go to drannette.com. Remember, that's where you can find all of the wonderful links to the articles that I read to you. There's a JAMA article on ginkgo biloba and things right there that's going to be put up with this archived program. Anyway, Jim English says the human brain is the most elegant and complex structure ever devised. Well, I think so, too, even though it sure is ugly when you see it. Comprising more some 10 billion neurons and supportive cells, no other organized structure, organic or silicon, can begin to match the sheer complexity and processing power of the human brain. The human brain regulates virtually all life systems, while simultaneously generating thoughts, dreams, feelings, and all those things that help define and shape us and our perception of reality. Now, what happens is, as we get older, sometimes we stop using our brains. Yeah, well, what happens then? Well, people start taking ginkgo biloba. That's right, they do. And for most people that are using the crude and proper form of ginkgo biloba are going to see some really great results. That's my opinion. But there's more, as I'm going to tell you in the second half of the show, about that. But this ginkgo biloba has two kinds of chemicals in it. It's flavonoids and terpenoids. And they have really potent antioxidant properties. Now, those antioxidants are substances that scavenge free radicals, damaging compounds in the body, and that can alter cell membranes and tamper with your DNA, and even cause cell death. Free radicals occur naturally in your body, but environmental toxins, like things like ultraviolet light, radiation, cigarette smoking, air pollution, and all that, can also increase the number of these damaging particles in your body. Now, these free radicals are believed to contribute to a number of health problems, including heart disease and cancer, as well as Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Antioxidants, like those found in ginkgo, can neutralize free radicals, and may reduce or even help prevent some of the damage they cause. So it's kind of interesting that the studies that were done by conventional medicine says that they don't have any properties, but they're looking at the extract, whereas the leaf of the ginkgo biloba. So if you're thinking about using ginkgo biloba for your brain function, make sure you get the crude leaf form, not the extract. Even though there have been other studies that says that the extract is very effective, they want you to believe that it does not work. Now, like I said, it's the oldest living tree species. One single tree can live as long as 1,000 years and grow to a height of 120 feet. It has short branches and fan-shaped leaves and inedible fruits that are stinky. They smell bad. Huh. And, well, the Chinese herbal medicine use both the leaf and the seed from the stinky fruit. And they use it for all kinds of things. Well, the extract comes from the leaf and the seeds, not just the leaf. They dry and prepare the leaves and seeds, and they standardize the extract into highly concentrated forms. And some people say it's clinically more effective than the non-standardized leaf alone. However, I think things in its natural format are usually better. Whenever man tries to enhance or improve upon something that God put on the earth, usually that doesn't work. What do you think? I think you probably agree. There are more than 40 components isolated from the ginkgo tree, but only two are believed to be responsible for the herb's beneficial effects on humans, which are those terpenoids and the flavonoids. Now, quercetin and rutin, which are two of the flavonoids, they have potent antioxidant effects. Now, if you've ever had a problem with something like hemorrhoids, which is a real pain, as you know, rutin is the primary deficiency in your body when you have that ailment. If you have inflammatory processes in your body, flavonoids are also anti-inflammatory. And those are also very effective for brain health. What do you think of that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, looks like we're coming up on that break. Remember that Elemental Research has those wonderful angstrom minerals that are the basis for the foundation for all of your health. Give them a call at 800-314-2884. 800-314-2884 or www.elementalresearchinc.com. We'll be right back.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research. Researches Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
Okay, we're back from the break, everyone. I hope that you listened to those wonderful health packs by Dr. Annette. Yeah, that's on my website, drannette.com. Go over there and check it out. We haven't changed the prices. Yeah, everything at Elemental Research went up, and so did Metagenics. But the prices on drannette.com have remained static. So if you want to take advantage of that low price and the special silver package, go over to drannette.com and order one of those health packs for you. I got to tell you, I use that every day, and it really works. So we're talking about all this brain function. Well, you know, when your brain starts to age, it has a terrible toll on most people. There's tissues in your body, like your skin and your liver cells, that have the capacity to regenerate, but it's not shared throughout your body, and especially by your brain cells, so they say. Once a brain is lost, it's gone forever. By age 70, most people have lost 10% of their original brain cells due to the effects of quote-unquote normal aging, whatever that might be. Now, the continual loss of brain cells is aggravated by damage from things like free radicals, hypertension, hardening of the arteries, diabetes, all kinds of things, strokes, dementia. And what dementia is, ladies and gentlemen, is defined as the loss of cognitive or intellectual function. It's not like being forgetful. It's marked by a profound impairment of memory, as well as a loss of additional complex abilities required for problem solving, decision making, spatial orientation, and even the ability to put simple words together to communicate. So dementia is far worse than just being forgetful. Now, what happens is people stop using their brains, especially once you retire. You know, people seem to just kind of vegetate. I don't know, understand that one. If that's what's going to happen to me, I don't think I'll ever retire, because I don't ever want to be in a vegetative state where I'm sitting in front of the TV. I don't know if you ever watched that crazy commercial. I think Alec Baldwin is in one of them, where they're talking about being aliens and making your brain turn into mush and goo so they could suck your brains out. Well, you know, there is some truth to that. If you sit in front of a television and you don't exercise your brain, it will turn to goo. Well, there's several articles out there, and it says brain fitness. Improve mental acuity through brain exercises. Well, that makes sense, don't you think? If you let your body become sedentary, which, you know, you're sitting on your behind all the time, not moving, you'll turn into a big fat pile of goo. Well, the same will happen to your brain. So you got to exercise everything, your brain as well. Now, one of the big complaints that we hear about in people who are aging is the decrease in mental acuity. Well, the software companies around the world are working on developing video games that appeal to older generations. Well, I certainly hope that they don't make it too complex, because I know my mom, who is in her 70s, you get too far into some of the complexities of computers, and she's totally lost. Because remember that the older generation, like that, they didn't have computers until their adult life. And even now, some of them still don't. They're like, what's a computer? Oh, those things the kids play with, I think. Anyway, according to medical research worldwide, brain fitness starts with keeping your mind active. Well, that doesn't mean you have to take a class in quantum physics or organic chemistry, but you can do simple exercises to keep your faculties intact. Now, scientists have believed that degeneration of the brain, as with the body, is irreversible. Well, I say pshaw, I don't believe that at all. The brain can continue to rebuild itself for the duration of life. Mental age can be far different from chronological age, according to the Brain Fitness Program at Posit Science Corporation. In fact, continuing to use your brain for logic, cognitive processes will extend the life of your brain and slow down degeneration of the neurotransmitters. Also making sure that you have the proper supplementations. Like, one of the neurotransmitters in your brain is calcium, another one's selenium, and another one's chromium. Keep in mind that Elemental Research Incorporated has those minerals in their ionic angstrom form that are wonderful for you. Well, what happens with these games? Well, there's fast and easy brain exercises to help make you mentally stronger as well. just kind of push this off to the side because it's important. It's a major muscle, and it acts in the same manner as, like, oh, say your biceps or triceps or quads or whatever else. It needs exercise. The more you use the brain, the more and stronger and effective it comes. Doing simple brain exercises can make it become more responsive, efficient, and even effective. Well, what do they say here? Let's see. What are these exercises? At first, they'll make you feel like a fool. And let me tell you, though, they're worth the effort. You'll soon start to feel the benefits. Using songs and music to keep your mind sharp. Yay! You know how I love music. Singing is a great way to exercise your brain. If you ever find yourself stuck on a solution, try singing. It does work. If you're stuck, sing along. See if it doesn't work to help you out. Singing uses different parts of your brain than speaking, and it gives other sides of your brain to work out. You may even notice you become more creative with your ideas and your time just by singing. Puzzles will work your brain. Crossword puzzles, jigsaw puzzles, search your word puzzles, all those kinds of things. Sudoku, yeah. And always have a healthy mindset. Now, what's really interesting is out there they have these new brain gyms. Can you believe that? A gym where you go to exercise your brain. Now, most people don't even go to the gym to work out their body, let alone their brain. But they do have them. I got to tell you, though, they're expensive. Now, it's a new business with names like Vibrant Brains and Sparks of Genius. And they're opening to attract those who want to take advantage of mental fitness programs. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, some of these things are out there for free. You shouldn't have to pay for it. The only thing you have to pay for is internet access, really. Yeah. Well, most of these brain gyms feature computer terminals loaded with software that allows the user to do mental gymnastics to stretch their brain. Like in a regular gym, some brain gym users even work with personal trainers to develop a program tailored to their particular needs. These programs are based on the belief that brain functions like memory, concentration, and attention can be improved by regular exercise. I would have to agree. But I don't think you have to go to a gym unless, of course, you're the type of person that needs that. I don't think it's necessary because there's a lot of free ones out there. Start paying attention to your surroundings is one of the things that you can do. Most people just live in a zombie-like existence where they don't know what's going on. Try remaining present and in the moment, aware of what's happening around you. It takes practice because yours truly is always working on that one. I think it's a never-ending battle to keep yourself from going off in some mental place like a movie or something, playing something outside of yourself, rather than being aware of what's going on around you. Remember to learn something new every day. Well, when you stop learning, I think you die. Actually, you do. Anyway, here's some things you might want to consider. Learn to play the guitar. Dance. Research genealogy and how that works. Anything. Learn it or use it or research it. Your brain will literally switch on and go crazy. It'll love it. Exercise increases blood flow to your brain from thinking and therefore increase the amount of oxygen in your brain. Wow! Oxygen! Yay, that's the stuff that you really need to go get things going. And let's see. It also regulates the amount and types of chemicals excreted by your brain. That's hormones and everything. These chemicals are required for building new neural links, learning new skills. It strengthens current ones like reminding, remembering, or mastering new skills and producing new neurons that increases your capacity to learn. So feed your brain as well. Give it berries, blueberries, or huckleberries, apples, spinach, onions, broccoli, remember to steam it, red beets. And red beets also helps to clean out your liver so there's not a bunch of toxins in there. So, remember, go out there and exercise your brain. Eat those foods, the blueberries and the apples and things like that. It's the vegetables and fruits that will help with your brain. Alzheimer's may be caused by brain starvation and lack of exercise. So get out there, eat to help enhance your brain function, exercise your brain, keep it going. Don't believe all the hype from all of the pharmaceutical companies and the big universities and their studies, because remember, a lot of the universities anymore are just like Berkeley, socialists to the umpteenth degree. It drives me crazy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the show. Let me know if you need anything else talked about, research, go to drannette.com. That's drannette.com. Remember to spell it all out. drannette.com. Send me an email. Let me know what topics that you, the listener, would like to hear. Once again, Happy New Year. Looking forward to another year with you in 2010. Elemental Research, check out their wonderful products at elementalresearchinc.com. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a one-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.